Just your full name and title, please.
Steve House, Chief Constable, Police Scotland.
How surprised were you to find that road safety is in the top three concerns, and what does it sit alongside?
Not surprised in the slightest. It's been of concern in year one of Police Scotland, and a number of the legacy forces regionally also had it as a priority, though not all had it as a priority. And so we're not surprised. This year we've surveyed just over 40,000 members of the public in Scotland, and they've told us that one of their top three concerns is road safety, driver behaviours, speeding drivers. So I think it has to be a priority for our organisation to try and reduce the death toll on Scotland's roads, and we're determined to try through education, through prevention and through enforcement to try and reduce that unacceptable level of deaths.
And what other issues sit alongside road safety as key?
The other issues that came out with as key priorities for the 40,000 people that we surveyed was violent crime, drug misuse and drug dealing, and antisocial behaviour.
Do we need to do separate files? Is there a limit on the length of time?
10 minutes.
All right, that's fine. We shouldn't be that long. Why do you think road safety is such an important issue for the people of Scotland?
Because I think it affects so many people. I mean, people are, people use the roads as drivers, as passengers, cyclists, pedestrians. They see driver behaviour on a daily basis, and I guess it's probably fair to say that most people going even on a short trip will see some driving behaviour they don't like. They might think it is dangerous. And, well over 50% of drivers admit that, they do things that are potentially risky. And what we want to do is try and say to them, the consequences of risky behaviour and illegal behaviour can be people dying on the roads. And to try and raise awareness of that, reduce the impact of bad driver behaviour. So a bit of education that this can lead to deaths, 184 deaths. It can, and a bit of education, a bit of prevention, with some enforcement as well if that's appropriate. Because again, work done by Transport Scotland, not by ourselves, but by Transport Scotland, tells us that when the police are enforcing legislation, it does have an impact on driver behaviour. They notice it and they do change their behaviour. They drive safer, and that's what we want them to do.
And of course, it's not just road users who are affected as well. It's pedestrians, it's yes. Cyclists as well.
Absolutely.
Has that become a kind of key issue?
Yes, it has. I mean, there has been a trend in the last few years for an increasing number of pedestrians to be involved in serious accidents and sometimes fatalities. And the same is true of cyclists. And we know cycling is becoming more popular across Scotland, and rightly so, because of the health benefits. But cyclists can be very vulnerable. We know that, and we are trying to focus on that to raise drivers' awareness of cyclists and the need to give them some distance and treat them with some respect on the roads, and also to make sure that cyclists are aware of the risks and are working to minimise those risks.
What are the key changes you would like to see in driver behaviour?
Well, it's a fairly obvious one, really. Everybody could slow down a bit. The majority of drivers admit to speeding. And again, we acknowledge that many people will drift over the speed limit by a few miles per hour. And that's something that if police officers recognise, they will stop you and they will just talk to you about it. But we also recognise that some people drive far too fast in dangerous conditions, and that's more likely to lead to an enforcement issue. We want to see people wearing seatbelts. We want to see people not using mobile phones, either for phone calls or texting when they're driving, because we know it distracts. It does lead to fatalities, and therefore people should stop doing that. We've had change in the drink drive legislation, which we support, think is beneficial. There are a number of factors that all drive together. People really to take responsibility for when they are driving or using the road, take responsibility for their behaviour.
You feel very much it's not just about enforcement, there's the education element and the prevention message.
Absolutely. I mean, we've issued so far this year just about 151,000 tickets or notices of prosecution, but we've also simply stopped and warned over 50,000 people as well. Just an informal look, you need to slow down a bit. Look, you went through that light, it was a bit late when you went through, you don't look like paying much attention. Just maybe not friendly advice, focused advice on, you're putting yourself at risk and others at risk, so please think about your driver behaviour.
That's super, thank you very much. That's all the questions. Thank you.